All right, welcome to another deep dive. And today, we're diving into a topic that a lot of you have been asking about.
Yeah.
Specifically, spiritual awakening.
Mm.
And we've got some pretty interesting material to work with today.
Yeah, should be good.
We got some excerpts from a website called The Spiritual Seek.
Interesting.
Their article, Awakening the Spirit, A Journey of Transformation.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen this one before.
Yeah, have you?
Mm.
And it's
good stuff. Lots to unpack there.
It's juicy. It's good stuff. Lots to unpack.
Yeah.
Have you ever just felt like there's
definitely
like there's got to be more to life than what we're seeing?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like you're on the verge of like some sort of big shift in how you understand, how you see yourself, how you see the world.
Yeah.
That's what we're diving into today.
I love it.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's fascinating about this whole spiritual awakening thing,
right?
It's not just like some passing trend or anything. It's like a total transformation of how you see yourself, how you see the world.
Like a software upgrade, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like upgrading your consciousness to like
the next,
a whole new operating system or something.
Yeah, a whole new operating system. I love that.
Yeah.
So how does this article define spiritual awakening?
Well, they define it as...
Because it sounds so mystical and out there, you know?
Yeah, it can sound kind of esoteric and vague.
Yeah.
But they actually give a pretty clear definition.
Right.
They say spiritual awakening is essentially when you become aware of your metaphysical nature.
Okay.
Now, that might sound a little...
Metaphysical nature.
Yeah, a little complicated. But when you break it down, it's really about uncovering your true self.
Okay, yeah.
You know, so much of our lives, we get caught up in our thoughts, our beliefs, our roles, our ego.
Right, the ego.
We forget that there's something much deeper within us.
Yeah.
And that's what spiritual awakening is all about. It's about going beyond that limited ego and recognizing that we're actually connected to something much, much bigger.
Okay, so we're peeling back the layers to reveal our true self.
Yes.
And realizing we're actually a part of something much greater.
Exactly.
I got it.
Yeah.
But what's the point of it all?
That's the big question, right?
Yeah. Is it just to like feel good? What is this all about?
You know, a lot of people might think that, right?
Yeah.
That it's just about feeling good or finding some kind of bliss.
Mm-hmm.
But the article really emphasizes that it's not just about personal satisfaction.
Yeah.
It's about soul growth.
Soul growth.
Yeah. It's about kind of leveling up your understanding of the universe and your place in it.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of times that involves shifting from this mindset that's dominated by the mind. All those thoughts, those anxieties.
The chatter.
Yeah, the chatter.
Yeah.
To a way of being that's more guided by the heart.
Okay, so we're going from mind to heart.
Exactly, moving from the head to the heart.
Okay, so it's not just about feeling good. It's about connecting to something greater.
Right.
Becoming something more, even.
Absolutely, it's a transformative process.
Okay, but how do you even know if this is happening?
Yeah, that's the thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, is there like a secret handshake or something? Like, how do you know if this awakening is happening to you?
It's a great question.
Yeah.
What triggers it?
Yeah.
Is there a formula?
Yeah.
If there is, I haven't found it yet.
Okay.
Haha.
All right, well, let's dive into that then in the next part.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll see if we can find the formula.
All right. Sounds good.
We'll be right back.
Okay. You know, it's interesting because the article points out that there's not really like a single trigger for everyone.
Right.
It's more about how different life events and experiences can kind of nudge you towards this kind of awakening.
So it's not like we're following a formula.
Right. It's not like a recipe.
It's more like those aha moments.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
That can kind of pop up in unexpected places.
Exactly. Yeah. They can come out of nowhere sometimes.
So the article mentions.
All sorts of things.
Yeah.
Like
major life changes.
Yeah, major life changes.
Like losing someone.
Like a loss of a loved one, a health crisis, a sudden career shift.
Yeah.
Those kinds of things.
Like stuff that really shakes up the world.
Exactly. Bigger. Like it forces you to hit the pause button on your usual way of thinking.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you kind of step back and look a little deeper.
Reevaluate,
exactly.
Yeah.
Question your assumptions.
Yeah.
And really tune into what's going on inside.
Really look inside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your own inner world.
So, but the article also mentions like some pretty intense experiences too.
Absolutely.
Like trauma.
Trauma.
Near-death experiences.
Near-death experiences,
I imagine those could definitely shake things up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Those kinds of events, I mean, they really force us to confront some, you know, really big questions.
Right.
About life, death, our place in the universe.
The big questions.
The big questions, yeah.
Yeah.
And those experiences,
yeah,
as difficult as they can be, they can also be incredibly transformative.
Okay.
You know, they can lead to these major breakthroughs in understanding and awareness.
So the article also talks about awakening kind of happening in different ways.
Yeah.
For some people, it's very sudden.
Right.
Like a bolt out of the blue.
It's a sudden awakening. Yeah.
Yeah. And for others, it's like a gradual process.
It's more of a gradual unfolding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it seems like it's a really unique journey.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Yeah.
A unique path for each individual.
But is there any kind of like common thread?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
You know, are there certain stages that people tend to go through during this process?
Okay.
And that's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Because the article outlines nine distinct stages.
Okay.
And, you know, even though the order
might
vary a bit from person to person,
right,
they paint a pretty clear picture of the transformation that takes place.
Okay. Well, let's break it down.
Okay.
Let's break down these stages.
Yeah, let's do it.
What's the first step on this path?
All right, so it all starts
with
self-reflection and questioning.
Okay.
You know that feeling of being lost?
Yeah.
Or unfulfilled?
Yeah.
Like something's missing.
Yeah, like there's got to be more.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's usually the starting point.
Okay.
You begin to question everything.
Okay.
Your beliefs, your values.
Yeah.
Your purpose, all those big picture questions about life.
The big questions.
Mm, yeah.
Okay, so you're feeling that there's got to be more.
Yeah.
You start questioning everything.
You start to question everything.
Okay, but just thinking about it isn't enough, right?
Right.
You got to do something.
You got to take action, right? Mm-hmm. As you start to question things, you naturally move into the next stage, which is initiating change.
Okay.
It's about taking action.
Okay.
And making changes in your life.
Okay.
To align with this evolving sense of self.
So you're not just thinking differently.
Right.
You're actually like...
You're embodying it.
Yeah, taking steps to create a life.
Exactly.
That reflects that.
It's about walking the walk.
Okay.
Not just talking the talk.
So that's when things really start to shift, right?
That's when things start to get really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then what happens?
Well, as you make those changes,
you'll
likely find that your relationships start to transform as well.
Okay.
And that's stage three.
Okay.
Evolving connections.
Okay.
Some relationships might deepen.
Okay.
Others might naturally fall away.
Yeah.
And you might even find yourself attracting new connections that resonate more with who you're becoming.
It's like your energy is changing.
Exactly.
And so that affects the people and the experiences that come into your life.
You're attracting different kinds of people.
Okay.
Yeah, different experience.
Okay, so that brings us to stage four, which I imagine can be pretty tough.
Yeah.
It's letting go.
Letting go, uh-huh.
Yeah.
The article talks about releasing old attachments, beliefs, and even entire lifestyles that no longer resonate with your true self.
Like, that's a big one, right?
That's a big one, yeah.
Yeah, to let go of.
It can be really challenging.
Yeah.
Letting go can definitely be one of the most difficult parts.
Yeah. Of the process.
Okay.
It requires a lot of courage and a willingness to step outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
But you know what? The beautiful thing?
Yeah.
That it can be incredibly liberating.
Okay.
You know?
So you're clearing out the clutter.
Clearing out the clutter.
To make room for something new.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Making space for new possibilities, for growth and alignment with your authentic essence.
But this sounds like a pretty intense journey.
Yeah, it can be.
It sounds like you need some support.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's what the next stage emphasizes.
Okay.
Learn and seek support.
Okay.
Whether it's from mentors, teachers, or a supportive community.
Yeah.
You know, connecting with others who are on a similar path can make such a difference.
Yeah.
It can provide guidance, encouragement, a sense of belonging.
It's like finding your tribe.
Yeah, finding your tribe.
The people who get you.
Yeah.
The people who understand what you're going through.
And speaking of ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
The next stage sounds pretty intense.
Yeah, this is a big one.
Yeah.
Stage six is often referred to as
a
crisis or a spiritual rumbling.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It can be a period of, you know, major upheaval.
Yeah.
Intense transformation.
Yeah.
It can feel emotionally challenging.
Oh, yeah.
But it's ultimately what propels you towards deeper growth.
Okay, so it's like hitting a turning point.
Exactly.
Where things get shaken up.
Yeah, like a major shakeup.
And you're kind of forced to confront.
Yeah, you're forced to confront.
Those deeper truths about yourself.
Yeah, those deeper truths that maybe you've been avoiding.
Yeah.
Or haven't been ready to face.
This sounds pretty intense.
It can be intense.
Yeah.
But, you know, think of it like
yeah.
a caterpillar going through metamorphosis.
Okay. Right. It's messy. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Even a little scary.
Yeah.
But it's essential for yeah. that transformation
right.
into something new and beautiful.
Okay. So you've gone through the questioning.
Yeah.
The changes.
Uh-huh.
The letting go.
The letting go. The crisis.
The crisis. What happens next?
What after the storm comes the calm, right?
Okay.
So stage seven is all about
okay.
healing and integration.
Okay.
It's a time to process and no. heal from past wounds.
Okay.
To integrate the lessons learned
okay.
during that crisis stage.
Yeah.
And to make space for new understanding and awareness.
Okay.
This might involve therapy, journaling, meditation,
yeah.
or other practices that support emotional and spiritual well-being.
So it's like taking time to nurture yourself.
Exactly.
And make sense of everything you've been through.
Yeah, giving yourself time and space to heal and integrate.
But it doesn't end there.
It doesn't end there, no.
Right.
The journey continues.
Okay, what's next?
So the article describes stage eight
okay.
as a really remarkable experience.
Okay.
It's called transcendence.
Transcendence.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is where many people report feeling a sense of okay. ego dissolution.
Ego dissolution.
Yeah, okay. like a feeling of oneness with everything.
Oneness with everything.
Yeah, and a deep sense of love and peace.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a powerful experience.
So it sounds incredible.
It is, it is.
Like a glimpse into yeah. the true nature of reality.
A glimpse behind the veil.
But is this like yeah. the final destination?
That's a great question. Yeah. And, you know, the article is clear that yeah. even this profound experience isn't the end.
Okay.
Stage nine is okay. integration and continued growth.
Okay.
And it's all about incorporating those insights that you've gained during the awakening process into uh-huh. your daily life
uh-huh.
and continuing to evolve and grow yeah. on your spiritual path. It's not a destination.
It's not a destination.
Yeah.
It's a lifelong journey.
But it's the journey.
Exactly.
Okay, so you've gone through this incredible transformation.
Yeah.
You've shed all these old patterns.
Mm-hmm.
You've embraced new perspectives.
Yeah.
You've experienced this profound sense of connection.
A profound shift in consciousness.
But it doesn't just stop there.
It doesn't stop, no.
You keep learning and growing.
You keep evolving and yeah. deepening your understanding.
Okay.
It's about integrating these insights
okay.
into every aspect of your life, your yeah. relationships, your yeah. work, your connection yeah. to the world around you.
Right.
It's about striving
yeah.
to live a more authentic,
mm-hmm.
purposeful,
yeah.
and connected life.
Oh.
It's an ongoing process.
It's a journey.
Yeah.
So we've covered these like nine stages of transformation,
yeah,
which is a lot on its own.
It is a lot.
But how do you even know if mm-hmm. you're actually like
on this path
yeah.
of spiritual awakening?
That's the big question, right?
What are the signs?
Yeah, what are the signs?
How do we know?
Yeah, how can you tell?
And the article actually gets pretty specific about this.
Yeah, they do.
They describe what they call like
yeah.
symptoms of awakening.
Symptoms, yeah, that's what they call.
Like things that you might start to notice.
Yeah. Yeah.
In yourself
yeah,
or
right.
how you experience the world.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So what kind of symptoms are we talking about?
So one of the most common ones is heightened awareness.
Okay.
Like your senses become more attuned.
Okay.
And you start to like pick up on things that yeah. you might have missed before.
Okay.
Like subtleties in people's emotions.
Okay.
Synchronicities in events.
Right.
Or even just
yeah.
a deeper appreciation for the beauty around you.
Okay, so it's not just like
yeah.
internal changes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not just internal. It's also about how you
yeah.
perceive the yeah. world around you.
Yeah, how you see the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. yeah.
Another common sign is yeah. experiencing really intense feelings of love.
Right.
And not just romantic love, but like
yeah.
a deep, expansive feeling of
yes.
compassion
yeah.
and connection with like all beings.
Okay, like your heart is opening up.
Yeah, like your heart is cracking wide open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty powerful.
It is. It is.
Is there anything else?
Yeah, a lot of people also report
okay.
having like
yeah.
vivid, almost like hyper-real dreams.
Okay.
The article describes them as like
okay.
messages from your subconscious full of, you know,
yeah.
symbolism and insight.
I've had those.
Yeah.
Like where it just stays with you.
Yeah.
You wake up and you're like,
you can't shake it.
I can't shake this. This means something.
Yeah, there's something there.
Yeah, and then there's this sense of
oneness. Oneness, with the universe.
With the universe, yeah.
Like this deep, visceral knowing that you're not separate from everything around you.
Yeah.
But that you're part of something much larger.
Yeah, like we're all interconnected. Yeah.
Interwoven, interconnected.
Yeah, and this web of life.
Yeah, this web of life.
Okay.
Exactly.
But the article also says that it's not all blissful feelings.
Yeah, it's not all rainbows and butterflies.
Right.
No, sometimes awakening can bring up feelings of disillusionment.
Disillusionment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like things you once believed in might start to crumble.
Right.
You might feel a sense of disappointment.
Right. Like you're seeing the world through a new lens.
Exactly.
And now you're questioning.
And you're questioning everything.
Everything.
Yeah. It's a process of deconstruction.
Okay.
And reconstruction.
Okay.
Letting go of what no longer serves you.
Yeah.
And making space for new beliefs and values.
Right.
That align more with your authentic self.
Okay. So this awakening process.
Yeah.
It has all of these like highs and lows.
Yeah. The ups and downs.
The profound and expansive.
Yeah.
The challenging and even disorienting.
It can be disorienting for sure.
But ultimately, what's the point?
Well, the article suggests that a lot of people who go through this ultimately find a deep sense of inner peace.
Inner peace.
Yeah. Okay.
And serenity.
Okay. So even though life doesn't become magically perfect,
right?
You have
a stronger foundation.
Yeah. That foundation to deal with.
Yeah. To navigate those challenges.
Just challenges.
With more grace and resilience.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, the article also includes these two little self-evaluation tests.
Self-evaluation tests.
Self-evaluation tests.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're kind of fun to think about.
Okay, tell me about them.
They're not meant to be super scientific.
Right.
But they ask some interesting questions that can help you. Like, reflect on your own beliefs and where you might be on this path of awakening.
Okay, so what kind of questions do they ask?
So one of them asks things like, do you believe reality is more than what we perceive with our senses?
Okay.
Do you feel a sense of connection to something larger than yourself?
Okay.
And based on your answers, it suggests whether you're like sound asleep, stirring, or wide awake in terms of spiritual awareness.
And what about the other test?
So the other one focuses on whether you identify more with being in the world?
In the world. Meaning, like, you're primarily focused on material things, external achievements.
Okay.
Or of the world.
Of the world, okay.
Where your focus is more on spiritual growth and connection.
Okay. Those are good questions.
Yeah, they're thought-provoking questions.
That gets you thinking about.
Yeah, to make you reflect.
Where you are.
Yeah, on your own journey.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into spiritual awakening, what's the biggest takeaway?
The biggest takeaway, I think it's that this whole idea of spiritual awakening, it's not some far off mystical concept.
Right. It's not out of reach.
Yeah. It's not just for, you know, monks in a cave or something. It's a journey of self-discovery and transformation that's available to anyone who's willing to open their mind and their heart to the possibilities.
To the possibilities. Okay. Yeah. And it unfolds in stages.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a process.
With each stage offering valuable lessons.
Lessons and insights.
The key is it's a process, not a destination.
Exactly. It's a journey, not a destination.
There's no right or wrong way to experience it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's a lifelong journey.
It's a lifelong journey of growth and evolution.
So to our listener, I encourage you to think about what resonated with you today?
Yeah. What stood out to you?
Yeah. What sparked your curiosity?
What insights will you take with you?
Yeah. As you continue on your own path.
As you continue to explore your own journey.
Remember, it's all about diving deeper.
Diving deeper. Yeah.
Questioning your assumption.
Questioning those assumptions.
Expanding your awareness.
Expanding your awareness.
And who knows?
Yeah.
What incredible discoveries.
What amazing things you might find.
Await you.
Yeah. It's an exciting journey.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes. Thanks for being here.
For this deep dive.
Yeah.
Keep exploring.
Keep exploring.
For the depths within.
Yeah.
And the wonders all around you.
All around.